So far, there's a House and Senate bill filed to repeal Florida's Stand Your Ground law. But Senate Democratic Leader Chris Smith says repealing the law is not feasible because it's not something most Floridians support. Instead, he says making sure there's clarification for when and where it can be used is a better solution, as outlined in a bill he filed Monday.
It gets rid of the ambiguity to allow law enforcement to actually detain someone even with a claim of stand your ground so that they can truly investigate a claim. And secondly, it clearly defines how the law is to deal with aggressors. When someone is an aggressor and they try to claim stand your ground, it puts a little more emphasis and a little more hurdle on them being able to claim stand your ground.
Smith filed a similar bill last year, but it did not get a committee hearing. He hopes that will change for his new bill. He's in talks with Senator David Simmons, who helped write the Stand Your Ground law. He's also talking with House Speaker Will Weatherford and Shalimar Republican Representative Matt Gaetz, who's holding a hearing on the law next month in his capacity as chair of the House Criminal Justice Subcommittee. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.